Welcome to Inspirational Journeys, Stories That Matter. I'm your host, Anne Harrison, and I thank you for coming along with me to talk about Jesus and the writing life. God has given us each a story to share, and your story matters. Before we get started with today's topic, I'd like to give a special shout out to two amazing authors. Well, three, because they... But all three of them have played a part in doing beta reads for me for my book entitled Shadows on the Wall, which is the first book of my Spirit Writer Society series. First of all, I want to give a shout out to Caitlin Alexander, who was one of my beta readers, and she is the author of She's Still Here, the first book in her Kate Zabowski Paranormal Investigator series, published by Monarch Educational Services, thanks to Kate and Jen both. And I'd also like to give a shout out to Temple Kenyon, who is the author of The Button Boxes, which I've had both of these authors and my friend Jen Lowry, who is also an author and a publisher, on the show. Jen's been on the show several times, but Caitlin and Temple have been on the show at least once. So I want to thank you guys for reading the book and giving me very good feedback that has really helped me take my writing to the next level. So today's topic is one that Caitlin Alexander actually inspired me to talk about and to do for myself, because she said before she even wrote her book, or when she wrote her book, and Caitlin, if I'm getting this wrong, please forgive me. And if you want to leave a comment on the YouTube video or on the website with the correct information, that's fine too. But anyway, she said when she wrote her book, she created a set of ghost rules. So what we're going to talk about is creating rules for fantasy and its subgenres. I'm writing magical realism, and therefore my supernatural character is more of an angelic spirit character, not necessarily a ghost like in paranormal and horror and all that. So, what do you do to create rules? There, here are some tips that I came up with that I am using in my own work. And I encourage you to do the same. And the reason I'm giving you this information now is because I want to bring you alongside me as I learn from other authors about this genre and any other subgenre of fantasy. So, creating rules for fantasy and its subgenres. What do you do? The first tip, I have quite a few tips here. So tip number one is create rules for your ghost or spirit characters. For me, Becca's grandmother, Mary Roundtree, is the spiritual character in this book. And so I have to create rules. Who has access to this character? Who sees this character? Who gets some type of communication from the character? That is one of the things that you want to ask yourself as you're creating the rules. Who has access? And number two, how does the people who have access communicate with these characters? For example, Becca communicates with Granny Mary through her diary, and Mary does appear to her and her grandfather, Papa Joe, in a special way. I'm not going to go into all the details because I don't want to give out any spoilers, even though I'm still working on the book. I do plan to have it published by my birthday, March 10th of 2024. That's the plan. So I don't want to give too many teasers away, but they are the only ones who can see her in visual, you know, they're the only ones that she makes a visual appearance to. But she also communicates with Maggie, Becca's sister, through her art, her drawings. She gives her pictures, images, and that's how she communicates with her. So those are just a couple of my spirit rules. You could call them angel rules, ghost rules, whatever your supernatural characters are. I would encourage you to set up rules. A, that way they're not, it's not a free for all. Everybody has access, and you give all the information at once, which means your story structure goes out the window. But if you have certain rules as to who has access and how they communicate, it helps to keep your story structure in line, and it really satisfies your readers, because you don't want to give your readers too much. You want your readers to be able to use their imaginations as well. So that's the first one. The second one is, and this applies to me. I don't know if there are any other authors out there who write books that have a team of characters, especially in middle grade and YA, who have, like, okay, I do know another YA author who does this. RJ Wilson, who writes The Wayman's Code. There is a team or a group of spiritual people with special abilities called Waymen. And I'm sh and my book, The Spirit Writer Society, is made up of Becca, Maggie, and Becca's friend Josh, and of course Papa Joe in the first book. And that doesn't happen till later. But any book like that where you have a team of characters working together for the better, for the greater good of the world that you're building, to solve a mystery, to fight off the enemies, whatever, they're to solve a conflict, what, or resolve a conflict, or solve a problem, whatever their roles are, I would encourage you to create a list of rules and guidelines for this type of team. So my suggestion is create a list of characters in the team or society or council, whatever you want to call it. List those characters and list each character's role. For example, if you have a protector, Josh is the protector, and he's the technical guru. He's the techno geek because he knows how to help Becca with her photos. That's just when she puts Maggie's photos into her photo editing software and turns them into real life images to get the clues. Josh can help her with that. Plus, he protects his team. I'm not going to tell you how he does that, but I'm just throwing these little teasers out as examples. And so that, whatever your team does, list of characters. Again, I'm going to repeat this so that that way you understand why I give these examples. List your characters, each character on your team, and list their roles. Each role that they play the roles that each character plays in the team. That's the next thing. The first part of that, listing your team rules. Second of all, list your rules. What rules and guidelines do the team members have to adhere to at all times, at any cost? No matter what, they have to follow these rules. Then list the consequences. What happens if any team members break these rules, and how does it affect the rest of your fictional world? Okay, that's another thing that I'm still working through, but I was inspired by the advice that Caitlin gave me as well. So that's something you might want to consider. Now, another thing, let's say you have a supernatural character. For example, if you're writing fantasy chapter books with magical toys, and or you have animals that talk, I would encourage you to make a list of rules for these characters too. What are their abilities, and what rules do they have to follow to make sure their abilities work as they're supposed to? As they're supposed to. And also, what consequences will befall these characters, and how will it affect the rest of the world if they do not adhere to the rules that as set forth by the magic system or the rulers of that world. So these are some things you want to create for your book, and you can use them. You don't have to blatantly say, well, these are the rules and this is how they work. No, you can do that, like with a team meeting or whatever, but you can also use these rules, apply these rules as you write in your own fiction. So that's what I would say. And for fantasy, because magical realism is a subgenre of fantasy, like urban fantasy, contemporary fantasy, epic fantasy, magical realism is one of those subgenres. So to take it even further with fantasy, if you have a magic system, what are your rules for your magic system? And what are the consequences if someone in your a character in your world doesn't follow the rules to this magic system, or if the magic system, the spells or whatever type of magic is used in that system is that's used in that system goes wrong. What happens if a rule is broken or a rule is followed and it doesn't work out and the end result is not what's expected? And how does it affect the world? These are some of the things that I'm not creating a magic system yet, but I did hear on the Writing Excuses podcast one time, that was one of the homework, as they say, that they gave is create a rule, okay, rules for your magic system, and also write down what happens if something goes wrong. So I'm just kind of borrowing that from that podcast and giving it to you here as a piece of, as another tip. And finally, I'm going to give you an extra bonus tip for funsies, okay? Create rules for your supernatural villain. Let's say I have a fleece-clad character. I need to create rules for her, for this character. What rules does she follow, and what happens when she doesn't follow them? That's a bit of inspiration. I can certainly do that. But and I also encourage you to do that because let's say one of your villains is a ballerina. If you have magical toys, like I do in some of the fantasies that I've been working on before I really got back into this series, you have a magical ballerina that's mounted to a table in the center of the toy infirmary or in the center of like a playroom. And as she spins, her magic spins the world into chaos. This is just an example. Or you have another animal that or mythical creature that causes chaos, who is a villain. What are his abilities? What rules does he have to follow? And what happens if he breaks them? Which villain is going to break those rules anyway? So what can happen? What are the consequences? So those are my tips for creating rules for your characters in your fantasy. And in fantasy and in its other genres. So if you have any other suggested rules or any other suggestions for enhancing your fiction, please do let me know in the comments on YouTube. You can go to my website and comment on the show notes. I'll also have some links to the books that I mentioned, and a blog post by Kim Ventrilo, who is the author of The Skeleton Tree. I'll put those links in the description, and they'll also be in the show notes blog post that I'm doing with this. So happy writing, and let me pray for you. Lord, I want to thank you so much for allowing me this opportunity to share the information that I've learned from another author with my listeners, Lord. I pray that you bless them in their writing endeavors and what you've called them to do, and may my words be pleasing to you. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen. So I challenge you today to go out there and read to get inspired, write something inspiring, and share your creation with the world. For when you've touched one life, you've touched thousands. Thanks for joining me on Inspirational Journeys. And remember, your story matters. Happy writing, everyone. And I will see you on Friday for a special guest coming to the show. It's been a while since I've had a special guest, and now I've got several lined up for you this month, and praying that I get a few in the next month or so. So stay tuned for that, and I will see you next time. Have a blessed day, everybody. Bye-bye. Hey guys, this is Anne from the Inspirational Journeys podcast, and my special guest, Joe Templin, has an offer for my listeners and viewers. Take it away, Joe.
Anne, thank you. And again, thank you for bringing me on. This was a wonderful conversation. I'm glad that I could reach out and help your people grow. And to continue to help them to grow, we have an offer. If they go to the website everyday-excellence.com, and use the code Inspirational Journeys at checkout from the shop, they can get a 10% discount on anything there to be able to help them with their personal journey to grow and inspire others.
You heard it here, folks. You get a 10% discount on everything in the store at everyday-excellence.com using promo code Inspirational Journeys. Happy writing, and celebrate the day.
So I challenge you today to go out there and read to get inspired, write something inspiring, and share your creation with the world. For when you've touched one life, you've touched thousands. You've been listening to Inspirational Journeys, Stories That Matter, with your host, Ann Harrison. If you like what you've heard on today's episode, be sure to subscribe to the podcast, share it with your friends, and leave a rating or review on your favorite podcast platform. Visit my website at AnnWritesInspiration.com, subscribe to my YouTube channel, and follow me on Facebook and Pinterest at AnnWritesInspiration and on Twitter at AnnWrites75 for more inspirational content. Thanks for listening, and remember, your story matters.